Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? It's Will Johnson, the 4J. Jermaine is not with us this evening, but we do have Jamal and Jay. I am still in D.C. I actually went to this whole impeachment sham trial and sat in the room. It's completely boring. I mean, it is maddening because they're not going over anything new. But anyways, I want to thank everyone for joining us. We are live on Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, DLive, and Twitch. Ooh, we are live and direct. And of course, we're live also on Blog Talk Radio. It goes right over to TuneIn, TuneIn.com. Check it out. And like I said, DLive, that's D like David, live. And direct, live, D-Live TV. Okay, what's going on, fellas?
All right.
Another week in the midst of things. Can't believe half the things that's happening, but then I believe that we're actually seeing evil, pure evil, play out right now in Washington, D.C. And I made a post yesterday, I do believe, that said something that I stand by, and that is that Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff is worse than any dictator in history. And the reason why I say that is because if they had the opportunity, they would be doing the exact same things that any dictator would do, which is kill people that don't agree with their policies. So we have to see them as that evil.
I completely agree. It is 100% evil. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what we're seeing here. These people have been turned over to a reprobate mind, and all of these things, everything that they're doing is I think they're doing Satan's plans. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
I would agree with that. You know, somebody made a comment yesterday on one of my posts saying that Satan would be happy with Nancy and Adam. But the fact of the matter is he is absolutely pleased with them. You have two people that use – and see, this is what really makes me upset. You have two people that use God whenever it suits them. Like, oh, we're praying that this thing will hurry up and take place, or I'm praying for Donald Trump, or whatever else, but yet they support killing babies in and out of the womb. Those two does not add up. You can't say in one area that you're praying, because me, I'm wondering who you're praying to. You're not praying to the God of this universe that says that one of the things that he hates the most is shedding innocent blood. You're not saying that. What you're saying is that you're praying to the God that you use conveniently, the same God that you use to sacrifice those babies that you support killing. That's the God that you're praying to. You're not praying to the Almighty God.
Mm-hmm. Jamal?
Well, here's the thing. The Democrat Party have been exposed as evil as we have always knew they were to be. The Democrat Party has sat here and drugged this country, slowed it down, totally handicapped this nation with a false impeachment. Now, who do you blame? Do you blame the Democrats for doing what they do? Or do you blame Republicans for not putting any resistance up long time ago?
I agree.
Because I keep harping back on it. And I said this last night when I went to Durham County GOP last night, when I went to the Durham County GOP. We have to stop trying to find reasons to try to figure them out. We don't need to figure them out. We know they're evil. Okay? They're evil.
Yeah.
We know this. They're going to do evil things, like the example I keep making. Are you mad at Lex Luthor, Metallica, and Lobar for trying to take over the world Or would you be mad at Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman if they stood there and did nothing?
Mm.
You got to start expecting Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman to get out there and fight. We the people got to start fighting more. And let's tell the truth here now. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Planned Parenthood, all of them have people who vote them into power.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching Captain America. I'm going to shut up real quick. I was watching Captain America, First Avenger. And one of the comments the doctor, the scientist who gave him the formula said, people have to understand the Nazis invaded their own country first. And a lot of people say that's deep. The Nazis did not invade Germany. They were voted in Germany. So they want to attack Trump supporters. Let's put the fire back on them. Who are voting them in power willingly?
I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think all of them are being voted in. I think a lot of them are stealing the election. For example, like in California with the whole ballot harvesting. I think we're seeing so much of that take place. And they're not trying to do anything to change it. That is a major problem, in my opinion.
Well, you know, to go along with Jamal, and I know a lot of people are going to be surprised that I agree with him about this. But the reason why I agree with him is because he's right in one instance, because these people are being voted in, and you're right also, Will, and it is through corruption. But here's another avenue of that. We know that there's corruption, but you have people that do not want to do anything about it. So that's where the problem lies. And this is one of the things that really gets me, is that, you know, we as Christians see what's going on, and some of us refuse to even stand. What happened in Virginia should never, ever happen here in the United States of America. We're talking about a governor that wore blackface that's telling you that not only are we going to take your guns, but we're going to make it so that we can kill babies in and out of the womb. There is no way in God's green earth that we should have this type of problems here in America. This is what you will find in a Nazi Germany or a Russia or somewhere like that. You should not have this type of problem here in America. But because Christians are so used to just raising their holy hands and just leaving everything else alone, they can't see that when God comes back, he's going to judge them first for not doing nothing. God gave us America. Let's be honest with this. God bless us with America. And some of these Christians out here just do not want to do anything to help maintain America.
No, I completely agree with you. And, you know, I was in Virginia, and I can't tell you how awesome that was. And you notice that the media is just hush-hush about it. They're quiet about it. Why? Because there was not a single arrest.
Yep.
No one was – no fighting. No one was hurt. No one got – I mean, it was nothing. And you had liberals complaining because the police officers did not use riot gear. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
The liberals on Twitter are complaining because the police officers did not put on their riot gear and create riot lines. There was no need for it because it was conservative Christians and all the guns were there. It was the safest. It was one of the safest places in America that day in Virginia. So the police officers know that, but you have liberals complaining. Now, the only reason why we would have to have riot gear and have all of the police officers showing up with the creating the riot lines is when the leftists show up.
Yep.
This is exactly it. And the left, they don't want people to recognize it and they don't want to talk about it. So guess what they did? They swept it under the rug and then they went back to talking about impeachment.
I had a picture on Twitter. I don't know if you saw that picture, Will, that I had on Twitter with the three black guys standing with their AR-15 and doing that interview. Do you know I had over 3,000 hits on that picture? I had 3,000 hits on that picture. And before that picture even surfaced, there were MSNBC, CNN, all of them were saying that it was a white supremacist rally. But after that picture showed up and everybody started retweeting it, not one person said anything else about that. In fact, they would have loved two things that the liberal media would have loved to done. First, they would have liked to have proven that it was going to be a Charlottesville 2.0.
Yep.
And they would have also liked to have proven that all it was just a bunch of white folks there and trying to. In fact, here's the key. They kept on saying that it was gun rights activists. Think about that for a second. They're not saying that it's people that support the Second Amendment right to bear arms. Those are two different things. When you say that it's gun rights activists, what you're saying is you got a bunch of people that has guns that want to protest. But what it was people were telling the governor, we want our rights, because the government does not give us rights. All they could do is just make sure to protect our rights.
Yep. Jamar?
Okay. Well, when it comes to Virginia, those people came out, they fought, they sure not fought as in physically. There was only one arrest, and that was way early in the morning. One arrest early in the morning, and it was some nut job. But what it showed is the people that conservatives and Republicans for things we stand for. If we get out, yell about it, let people know what we're standing for and not be scared.
Right.
People will turn out and support us and support in great numbers. My favorite picture, Jay, is the one you see. You see a white dude standing holding a 50-cal sniper rifle.
Yeah.
I showed it on my page. And the two black dudes standing beside him like, okay, you know, they're happy. And the black dude had on a Black Guns Matter shirt. But my point is, on MLK Day, MLK, everybody always want to talk about little black boys and little white boys or hold hands together. That was in the picture. That was literally in the picture.
Yep.
Then he said, don't judge me by the content of my, don't judge me by my color, judge me by the content of my skin. White gun supporters. Yeah, that's what he said, right? White supporters of the Second Amendment.
Okay. Now, it's completely okay, Jamal. Everyone got exactly what you're talking about. It's okay. I do it all the time. Go ahead.
Even though you butchered it, but go ahead.
It's good. It's still same meaning. Go ahead, Jamal.
You should have heard me last night over drink. Oh, my God. But white people who support the Second Amendment were standing there with their brothers, black, who support the Second Amendment. And don't let me forget about Latinos, because Latinos were there who support the Second Amendment. So they won't judge on the color of their skin, but the content of their character was there on display yesterday. Everything Martin Luther King said in his I Have a Dream speech day before yesterday, was shown in Virginia, but the liberal media didn't want that scene, because as long as if they can paint it, this is white folk. Oh, them evil white folks. Long as if they can paint that narrative, you got many black folk that are ignorant.
Yep.
And Latino folk that are ignorant, and whites that are just as ignorant. Like we were saying about their voters, I don't believe, when it comes to California, Adam Schiff district, Nancy Pelosi district, I don't think they're cheating at all. I think the people are just that lost.
No, they're cheating. They're cheating. And no, and to go with what you're saying, they are that lost as well. I mean, but there's a lot of cheating that's going on. I mean, that's why we all always talk about, we make jokes about it, talking about Democrats that, you know, been dead for 20 years, they're going to be voting again. We make jokes about it. And then just like the ballot harvesting, we talk about it. Just like the people that's here, undocumented people voting, we talk about it. So they are doing it. That's how they were able to get 3 million more votes for Hillary Clinton, because they had all these people that should not be voting, voting. I mean, we talk about it all the time. So the cheating is there, as well as the people that are just completely stupid to keep voting for these Democrats. So if both of us are correct in that. Let me.
I just want to say this. But in dark, dark blue states and dark blue area, it would be stupid for them to cheat and get caught because they already have it. Like I always tell people, I'm not talking about those locations. Okay.
Because I mean, think about it, like Detroit and Chicago. That's when President Trump went up there, he told him what the hell you got to lose, because he know that they automatically going to vote for the Democrat because they don't know any better, because they've always been told to vote Democrat. Black people, and I'm specifically addressing black people when I'm talking about these locations, because they've constantly voted for Democrats. I used to do it. I'm guilty of it myself. I'm not saying I'm a victim. I'm saying I'm guilty, because I should have known better, because my parents should have told me different. But I'm telling my children, my grandchildren, I'm going to tell them different. You need to know exactly what the Democrat Party is doing, or the Democrat KKK Party, however you want to call them. But, you know, there's people out there that keep voting for them, knowing good and well that they shouldn't be voting for them. And they constantly talk about, well, the Democrat will do X, Y, Z. I may not be for that, but yet they continue to vote for them. So there's no excuse for it any longer. Just like we don't give an excuse for them. Huh?
Did you hear this real quick? They're talking about the black support for President Trump. They're saying they're trying to get black family members and black friends on social media and other things to try to keep blacks from turning out to vote for President Trump.
But see, that's not going to work. That's not going to work.
They saying that because they was talking about it today on Sean Hannity's show with Bill O'Reilly, and one of the things Sean Hannity was saying, what they're going to do, you're going to see a lot of people toward the election in the black community. Yeah, I know Trump did good. You got a little money. But, man, he going to win anyway. Stay home. Don't stay home. Don't stay home. But they're going to employ those tactics on blacks to keep us from voting and changing our mind. Because I had an argument with a liberal today, and I told them, y'all have made us devalue our vote.
Yep.
Putting all our eggs in one basket. Imagine if the black community divided their vote 50-50 or even 60-40. And whoever earns the best, whoever they wants to go with, get 60. The Democrat Party couldn't push half of the trash they're pushing through because the Republicans could have just as equal power, and a black community would really stand up and show what we support. But like I said, they want to stand the subject. But when I heard that, I'm like, wow, I can't believe that this is what they're going to employ against blacks who support President Trump. Now, us, it ain't going to work.
Do you know where that tactic came from, though?
Yeah, the Democrat Party, the claim.
I understand that, but do you know who they used to play that tactic on? The KKK. Just think about this for a second. You had the KKK. Their sole reason for existing was to intimidate black folks not to go and vote Republican. That was their sole reason for existing as an organization. Now they're using the same tactic that they employed the KKK to do. They're doing it with black folks. They do it even with pastors now.
Yeah.
You have whenever you have crackhead Joe Biden or Andrew Klang Yang or all these other idiots that show up in these black churches. I'm telling you, if a person with just a smidgen of common sense would look at a Joe Biden in an all-black church and see that this fool is doing this just so that he can continue to manipulate the masses. If they can't see that, then they're not going to see anything. And you know what? This is how I am right now. I'm so sick and tired of these fools going to these churches and saying, I am no ways tied, and doing all this other garbage that Democrats do. And then when they get their vote, they just say, okay, see you in another 2 years. If these fools are dumb enough to let that happen, I'm done. I'm serious. I'm done.
But you're right. I mean, but they constantly do it every 2 to 4 years. They show up and they pander to black people.
Yes.
And for some reason, black people sit there and they watch that and then they start clapping. Like, oh, yes, 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 you're talking our language. I mean, serious. Just think about it. That's how they act. When Joe Biden did it, when Bill Clinton did it, when Hillary Clinton did it, when the rest of them do it, when they go to, even AOC did it.
Yes.
When AOC, even AOC got up there and started talking that way in that dialect. Like, that's the only dialect that
this is what it's all about, lie.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the only thing black people, that's the only way you can get through to black people, by talking a certain new dialect. Because other than that, black people don't understand anything, according to the Democrats. That's exactly what the Democrats do. And for some reason, the Democrats are not picking up on it. I'm talking about the black Democrats. They're not picking up on it. Why do you come talk to me this way? You don't talk to anyone else that way. And then they start clapping like they in church service. Oh, yes, 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 running up and down the aisles because they talking that way.
Because they don't care.
That's part of it. But do you know what else it goes to? It goes with the fact that that because they are worshiping their skin color, which is their idol God, because they're doing that, the father of lies is going to continue to manipulate them into thinking that they can gain some type of position with the man if they go along with their plan. That's what it boils down to. You have sin on top of sin, thinking that because I'm in sin, let me be in sin, and because I'm in sin, I'm going to continue to vote with somebody that can identify with my sin. One last thing. For people not to know history is appalling. If you do not understand that LBJ had this plan back in the 1960s, talking about, well, we're going to get them on welfare. That'll keep them voting for us for 200 years. You had LBJ call this bill about the welfare, call it the N-word bill, and they still support these fools today because of that.
Let me say this, to go back to how the Democrats, Joe Biden, the rest of them, how they talk to black people when they go there. And for some reason, it's like they're tuning in to black people as if that's a way to tune in to them. It's like they get up there and they do it like they're channeling black people. I mean, you understand what I'm saying, right?
They
talk like that, like, okay, I'm going to channel these black people, so I'm going to talk this way. And then when you get Republicans or someone like President Trump to come and talk to black people, and he doesn't talk in that ignorant dialect, they say that he's being racist because he's not channeling black people, as if black people need to be channeled. And you know what? I mean, it's so disgusting that they continue to do this, and dumb down people are not recognizing what the Democrats have been doing and what they are continuously doing to the black community.
Agreed.
President Trump came along. There's more black people, I guarantee, that's going to vote for President Trump than any other time that they had ever expected. Back in 2018, USA Today, of all places, had an article saying that 36% of the black community supporting President Trump. This was back in 2018. I think it was either June or July. Can't remember exactly. But now, 2020, they are so afraid that they have lost
their grip on the black community. They have to remove President Trump, and that's why they're bringing people from outside of the country to try to replace the black people that they're losing. This Virginia rally, it has so many people of diverse color there. It was unbelievable. And the Democrats don't want people to know it. That's one of the main reasons why they're not talking about it. And on top of that, there were a lot of white people there. Hands down. You know why? Because there's more white people in the country than any other. There was a lot more black people there that was in support of the Second Amendment and for us to be able to bear arms than any other time that they can expect, and that's what they don't want anyone to know about. Okay, let's change the subject here while we got a little pause here. Jamal Sint talked about this earlier. Let's talk about Puerto Rico. Jamal, you brought it up originally, so what do you think? Give us
what it goes to show you. You heard people say President Trump was racist, he was doing this, and well, we end up coming to find out that it wasn't true. They were sitting up there taking the money. They were taking the money and the supplies, and hiding in a warehouse. The mayor, Mrs. Cruz, of San Juan, Puerto Rico, the mayor had taken the supplies and hid them so only her political allies could get to the supplies to help their children and help the people. She was doing this and trying to embarrass President Trump. But the funny thing was, an earthquake came through and they had to check the buildings, and the people saw it with their own eyes.
You know, one of the things about that, and I was thinking about this the other day, is God has a funny way of making sure that darkness come into the light.
Yes.
Because, see, when darkness is there, only reason why darkness exists is because it's the absence of light. Darkness in and of itself has no power. Because if it did, it would overcome the light, but it doesn't. So the fact of the matter is that when people do dark things like that, one way or the other, it's going to come out to the light. That's the reason why, you know, I have no doubt that after it's all said and done, the American people are going to see that what we have here as far as the impeachment is going on. And I know we're talking about the Puerto Rico thing, but it's going to show the corruption that's been going on for the last 20, 30 years, and it's going to show the American people you have a choice. Either you can continue the same old stuff when you get ready to vote, or you can say, well, I care for America. I care about the direction that we're going in right now, so therefore I would never vote for another Democrat. Those are your choices. I mean, bottom line, those are the choices.
Y'all got to forgive me right now because I got a troll playing on my personal page who took some pictures and tried to share them. So that's what I'm doing as we talk right now. So I'm not ignoring you.
What do you mean they took some pictures?
Some group called Share Button Addict. They went to my personal page and they shared pictures that they weren't supposed to be able to share. Well, I just changed it anyway. So that's what happened. So they sharing pictures from my personal page. They're not supposed to be able to do that. So that's what I'm
saying. Kick a troll out. Kick them out.
Wow. No. It's a page. That's what I'm trying to do right now. That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't keep going. I got it. No, don't stop the show because of me. Keep going.
Don't worry, we won't. Thank you for your permission, but we won't.
You know, I mean, so the way I understand it is that they hid the supplies from the people that needed these supplies to make President Trump look bad.
Yeah, and you know what else? No apology was offered. they fired a guy because I think he was like a warehouse manager or something like that. But they're not going to fire the main player, which is the mayor of Puerto Rico.
Yes.
That's the sad part.
I mean, we know that the mayor, we all can agree that the mayor knew about it, had to.
Yeah, yeah. But they fired the manager that was warehousing these supplies. These supplies now remember, the hurricane happened in 2017, and they're just now finding the resources and the supplies and stuff for the aid that President Trump sent down there after that hurricane happened.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The supplies they got were a year old. Think about this. You got people who walked all that way to get food, water, medicine. They were turned around and told they were out or they didn't have any. You have a woman with a child in her arms going to try to get some water to keep her baby hydrated. And this is what they did. This is what they pulled. These people are the extension of the Democrat Party here in America. They were willing to do stuff like that to them and blame it on racism, blame it on Trump. The media has been silent about this story. Have y'all seen this on the news?
Nope.
But it has been. Other, you know, people have seen it. This is too late. And yeah, you know, Fox News talked about it. But this is just like New Orleans with the mayor embezzling money, not putting into the levees, and the levees broke, and that's what caused the problem in New Orleans. But they blamed it on George Bush.
Yep.
I remember that. I remember that. I think I kind of leaned a little Democrat then. And I blamed it on Bush, too, because it was a thing to do.
I was about to say,
don't mean I was right.
You were a little young buck back then when you Will.
Don't mean I was right, but I think I went along. I'm being completely honest here. I think I went along with the status quo. I mean, but you know what? I was like for Bush, but I wasn't for Bush. And let me tell you this. I thought about this the other day. Bush, remember when Bush was in office, he came up with this thing, somebody he's going to give, I think it was like $300 per child for like a tax credit. Do you guys remember that?
I remember that.
And see, this was my thinking back then.
No child left behind, I think.
Exactly. This was my thinking back then. I was like, man, he's getting ready to put money in my pocket. I mean, I don't care. He's about to give me money. You know? I'm serious. I'm being completely honest here. This was my thinking back then, but now it's like I look back at it, I'm like, man, you know, I was considered myself naive at that point. And when next time the election came around, I voted for Bush because he actually came through on the tax relief during that time with the tax credit for the $300 per child. And I actually saw it. I actually saw it come back. So that was part of the reason. But at the same time, there was stuff I didn't like about Bush. And now even today, there's still stuff I don't like about Bush. I mean, there's quite a bit I don't like about Bush. But, you know, and there's a lot I don't like about Obama. I don't know why we got off into that. But it's just, you know, I just thought about that the other day, thinking about, you know, Bush and how I was feeling about, you know, being a Democrat during that time. That was how many years ago? And that was
back 2000 to 2008. So we're talking about anywhere between 12 to 20 years.
Yeah. So I transitioned from that time. Yeah. It's crazy to think about it that long ago, right? I transitioned from being a Democrat to a conservative Christian from that time to now. And Obama was the main reason why I had to sprint from the Democrat Party.
Because he was the one who actually opened my eyes, not Trump. It was Obama, because his demonic ways actually opened my eyes about how the Democrat Party really is.
I was talking to a friend of mine about Bill Clinton and how he was during the Gulf War and even prior to that. And the reason why I bring that up is because I was in the Army during the Gulf War, and some of the places that President Bush, first Bush, went to, you had Army members that was rushing to go and see him. I mean, he would go to a base, and you would have people that would pile to these bases to go see President Bush. Not so much when you had Bill Clinton in office. And the same thing transpired when you had Obeda Male 44 in office. Nobody wanted to go and see him, because we knew that these two people were eradicating the military, and we hated that. I don't know when Jamal was in the military. You look like a little young buck anyway. So when we had dignitaries that would come in, we were the first question we would ask, are they Democrats or Republicans? And we knew that if they were Democrats, we didn't want to go see them. So I don't know how I got off on that, but just wanted, that was just interesting.
See, Jay, we understand that you was part of the 54th Colored Massachusetts Infantry, the first colored unit to fight the Civil War. So, of course, you didn't want to see the Democrat. And I pretty much understand that, Jay. Like you said, I don't know how Jamal is. He a young buck. But, Jay, I can surely say we thank you for your fight, and we're glad that you survived Fort Wagner. And please.
My God.
How was Colonel Robert Gulshaw? How was it? Was he just like the movie? Oh, good old Jay, well, former member of the 54th Massachusetts Colored Infantry. Now,
you got some trolls that you need to go and get rid of off your personal page.
Wait, now, look. Look, that's just part of long-haired channel pictures of my chair, and I'm good because I will try to find them and write some nasty, evil stuff. But when President Obama came, President Obama, he started effeminizing the military like the Democrat Party has opened up effeminism in the black community.
Yep.
Look at the black community compared to what it was 50 years ago. You ain't seen no black man walking out here in no dress, going to no award show, and then people like, oh, he look cute, blonde girl. You know, you didn't see that mess like that. But you see it now. President Obama actually made it so that if you commit suicide in the military, your family could get the benefits and everything that you was as if you was killed in combat. When he did that right there totally demoralized the military and undercut the standards. Because if you was in the military, Will, and you got shot, and you died in the military, your family, they get benefits, insurance, and everything. But if you committed suicide, that was considered a coward's way out. Your family didn't get nothing. Obama changed that, and the military has been doing it. He started putting the trannies in the military. See, I didn't get you ain't getting your paycheck now, the trannies. So now you got men dressing up in women class A's, calling themselves women. When we used to make a joke about, hey, man, you know, the Army, that's your bunk buddy. That's, you know, that's your bottle buddy. Get your bottle buddy. Private McKinley, what's wrong with your bottle buddy? Private Lane, you better get your bottle buddy. And we had something called an airborne bunk ranger. Now, you wanted to be a bottle buddy. You didn't want to be a bunk ranger. Because a bunk ranger, you low-crawling at nighttime, and you doing some illegal hand-to-hand combat when you don't supposed to be doing it. Barack Obama opened that up.
Mm.
demonize the military. So when you look at Obama and his legacy, and you look at Democrats and their legacy, Bill Clinton, when he was in, he was my commanding chief. He made it so if you sex, hey, my commanding chief walking around just slanging thing, I'm going to be doing it too. Let me go overseas. I'm going to have me some different color babies over here. That's how I was under Clinton. You know, that's how that was Clinton. Under Obama, men got sensitive. Oh, I know you're a Sports Illustrated model, but I want to be loyal to my boo. Why are you 20? What's wrong with you? But that's what Obama did. He effeminized the military. The Democrat Party, with the failure of the black church standing up, like I always must go back to the root of the problem, people not standing up, effeminized the black community.
Yep. So let me bring this up, because Jay, he mentioned earlier, and I'm not absolutely sure, Jay, I apologize for not asking before, but you mentioned, when you sent me a text message, you mentioned about a video that I posted earlier.
Yeah.
Now, I posted a few videos. Which video were you referring to?
The one where the Democrat that you were talking to.
Which one? Let's try a few of them.
The one that called you the colorful names at the end of the clip.
Oh, you talking about the one that said, I'm a house N-word, but he didn't say those words?
Yeah. Yeah,
dude, I could not believe it when he first did that. I'm like, what? And you know, I put that video out on Twitter, huh?
A Democrat lawmaker?
No, not a Democrat lawmaker. So I'll tell the story. So myself, Ben Bergquam, we're walking around. We're going to the different buildings here in D.C. And you know, of course, the left, they are here protesting against President Trump, saying, you know, Trump, Pence needs to go, you know, whatever. Anyways, remove Trump, remove Pence. So we're walking around, and we decide to go inside the building. It's called the Russell Building here in D.C. So we're in there, and then we found a spot where all the liberals were hanging out. So we went over there, and we were talking to them. We didn't even say anything, really. Myself and Ben Bergquam, we were completely respectful. We were quiet, but we had on Trump hats, but they got triggered. Long story short, they decided to leave, and they went out in front of the Capitol, on the Capitol ground. We're out there, and there was just this crazy dude just yelling at the Capitol building. For the longest, I was just ignoring him because I was talking to everybody else, all the other loony bins. And then he finally came over there and started talking, and I was talking to him. He's yelling at me, and I'm asking him, why should President Trump be impeached? And he's saying because he was treason. And I'm like, what treason? And he said because he had behind-closed-door meetings with Putin, as if no other president has had a behind-closed-door meeting with other leaders in the world. Only President Trump is a treason when he does it. But let me say this, Jamal. Right when it got down to it, right down towards it, towards the end of the video that I put out there, there's actually a lot more to the video, but I took the small part of it. He said, you, because I support President Trump, he said, you are the type of black people, the slave, how do you say it? The slave masters would have in their home. That's you.
Yeah. And he pointed, and I was expecting him to point right at your chest when he did that. I'm serious. When I heard him say that, I was like, Will, don't go off on this guy. You kept your cool. You asked him questions, and he kept on getting that much more irate. But do you know what the thing of it is? And I know you want to speak here, Jamal. I know. Let me say this real quick. The whole thing is that's what it always boils down to. When you talk to a Democrat, they're going to get emotional about anything that you talk about. And once you get them emotional, they're gonna let their real self come out, because it's not gonna be, well, let me be cordial, let me be polite, they're going to say anything and everything that their father, the devil, is going to tell them to say. They're going to call you as they every time. One of the things that white liberals do every time, they want me to look at color instead of look at facts, because they think that if I look at color, it's going to trigger me. They think that I'm some type of victim, or they think that I'm going to be jealous of somebody else's finances when I'm definitely not jealous of somebody else's finances. So they look at things like that because they want to manipulate the situation, regardless whether they bring it up or not. They want to manipulate it. And if they can manipulate that, they can manipulate you.
Yep. I mean, it's just for him to for him to say that you're a house. I'm like, wow. What were you gonna say, Jamal?
Was it a white guy with a white beard?
I don't know. He didn't have
yelling.
A beard.
No, okay. He was yelling, but he had a struggle.
Because
he's always been there.
Yes, it's a white guy. Because when we went my wife's church had a DC trip. We went in July, and it's a white guy who sits out there in front of the White House who just does nothing but yell insults. That's it. And Steve Crowder had something.
Yeah.
That was like, change my mind.
That's the same guy.
That is
the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was with my daughters, and he said something to me when he saw me on my Trump hat, and he ended up saying something to the police about I don't want violence, because I told my daughters go back to the bus and find a mom. I'll just let you know how that went. Okay?
Yeah, that's the same guy.
Yeah, I was gonna punch him in the mouth
because he's a nut. He's a total nut.
No, what happens is when he say that crap, he makes sure a police officer's right there. If you look, you'll see Secret Service, of course, on the other side, other fence where the White House is at. But it's always a police officer somewhere standing there waiting to try to make sure things don't get out of control. But you can surely bet one day somebody gonna go to Washington, D.C. on a church trip, and they gonna tell their little daughters to stay right here with mama. And he gonna sneak around the corner, put his black hat on, take the shirt off so he got tattoos and come walking. Yo, man, yo, bro, you know I agree with you, what you're saying about Trump, man. Yo, that white man orange, yo, man, let's take a picture together. Yo, you my brother. And when he take a picture, somebody gonna smack him so hard, and when they smack him, they gonna kick him, and then they gonna dip around real quick and put on some Trump stuff. It was like, oh, my God, what has happened here? Somebody has accosted that young man? Oh, my God, what has happened?
So you can give him an actual Jussie Smollett.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna tell you right now. People told, yeah, I'm gonna get him. We gonna have that run in. We gonna have that run in because when he said that, called me that, because I had the Trump stuff on, and I told my daughter, y'all go back to the bus where your mom at. he called the police over there. You can surely bet he called the police over there. I know exactly who you're talking to. He loud, he obnoxious, and he talk about the dumbest stuff. And when you ask him a question, he never answers it.
He never answers
the question.
Nope. Sure doesn't. So, you know, let me say this. For everyone who's joining us, I am still in D.C., and my producer is pushing out the feed so all of us can be on there. Because typically when I'm out of town, it makes it been pretty difficult to do the broadcast. But we're live on YouTube, Facebook, DLive, and Periscope, and also Blog Talk Radio. This is going out to Blog Talk Radio. So if you go to the website, uniteamericafirst.com, and to scroll down just a little bit, you will see a link for TuneIn. So the Blog Talk Radio goes over to the TuneIn. It's TuneIn.com. You can download the app, and you can listen to it You can listen to the show Monday through Friday. And it comes on at 9 p.m., of course. And the 4Js, all of us come together and we're doing this. So ever since we've been doing it, we've been keeping it strict from 9 to 10 Central. You know, Jamal, he needs to go to bed early anyways to get his beauty sleep.
Actually, I'm taking these new pills called the Frank Thomas Vitamins, Nutrigen, Nigen. What's this stuff Frank Thomas B7, again with the N?
All I want to know is when did this become an infomercial?
No, it's not an infomercial. I'm saying I'm woke now. I got energy. Look, I done did a show every night this week since I've been on them pills. They give you energy. They give you a boost, your libido. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm fat.
Oh, my God. No, I'm fat right now.
I got moves. Yes, I do got moves. But you can surely bet.
Jay. Jay, in the commercial, Jay, pretty soon Jamal going to say, and she'll like it too.
If these things last more than 4 hours, seek help immediately.
Yeah.
See, now you went there. If I get arrested for 48 hours, I'm going to the strip club. I'm going to pick up like, dun, 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 dun.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. So tomorrow, or the rest of this week, I'll be here until Friday.
Wow.
In DC. Yeah, I'll be here until Friday, and then this Friday they're having a March for Your Life here in DC, and I'm gonna try to go to that as much as possible.
President will be speaking there too.
Is he?
Yes. I read that on Fox News and Life Site News. It's a pro life news magazine. But he's the first president in history to speak at a Right to Life event, and it goes right back to what we've been saying this whole time. The Democrat Party hates President Trump because they hate America and they hate what President Trump stands for. That is the bottom line. This impeachment stuff, all this other garbage that they've been doing to President Trump is because they can't do it to the American people yet. And what has what happened in Virginia is something that is what the communist Democrats want to do to all of America. We better wake up. One of the things, and I'll shut up after this. One of the things that that we're talking about here in Alabama is making a few of these counties sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment right. We have a Republican governor right now, but we don't know how long that's going to last. So we're trying to cut this head off of the snake before it start biting people now.
Well, you know what, Jay? I'm going to say this. I kind of think people in Alabama are kind of, I will say this, jumping the gun a little bit because they cheated Roy Moore. They came after Roy Moore and made Roy Moore look like he was the worst thing on earth. That's why Jones won, okay?
Yeah.
When you have Sean Hannity, and Sean Hannity needs to set responsibility because he bit into it. He went along with it. All conservative talk hosts went along with it, and when they did a correct investigation, they found out Roy Moore didn't do it. He's suing. So conservatives have to admit that's their fault. But Alabama, I still believe, is too red to let it happen. Now, if we don't get President Trump reelected, and if, I do believe the Supreme Court is going to rule against DACA. They're going to do that. We need a president to enforce it and march their butts up there and throw people out who are under who have been here illegally. People always say, You can't find all these millions of illegal immigrants. They find a way to find your guns.
Yep.
They find a way to get you to register your guns. They find a way to come out to the Second Amendment. They find a way to sit here and take that. They got red flag laws. So guess what? The police can now, people can just say, hey, he crazy. He's a problem. And come in there and take your weapon. So it can be something done to get him out of here. It's the people, like I said at the beginning of the show, you have a certain population in America that wants this lawlessness, that wants this evil, that wants this craziness because they want to destroy America.
Yes.
Remember, during the Revolutionary War, it was colonials and it was loyalists. Right here, loyalists who wanted to stay under the British rule.
Yep. I don't believe a lot of people. See, that's my biggest problem too. A lot of people don't know history, or they don't care about history. Because if they care about history, first and foremost, they wouldn't be voting for Democrats.
Nope.
If they cared about their children, they wouldn't be voting for Democrats.
Nope.
They would see that the Democrat Party has the same characteristics, same agenda, same tactics that communist China, communist Russia have. And if that was the case, they would not be voting for a company, I mean, for a party that want to restrict an American right.
Yep.
Well,
yep. And yep. No, I'm serious. No, you know what? Let me say this. Did you say, here we go again?
I'm gonna
kind of touch on Virginia real quick because we're getting ready to go out. I want to say thank you to everyone who support the Second Amendment. Thank you to everyone who support President Trump. Thank you to everyone who support this country. Thank you to everyone who support us and what we're doing here, all of us, because we can't do this without your support, and we do this because we love this country. It's not because, like, I don't do this to try to become famous. That is not my intention. My intention is because I am afraid of what the Democrats are going to do, and I'm trying to scream as loud as I can to try to prevent them from being successful. Now, can I stop them by myself? Absolutely not. But can I say something to where someone else might be aware of what's taking place? Absolutely. And on top of that, I don't know if y'all saw the video with the BLM guy that I had a conversation with. Ben Barkrom had a conversation with. I mean, it was an absolutely awesome conversation. Okay. BLM guy went to Virginia to find the white supremacists because he told that everyone that we're going to be there. He's going to come on with me. We're going to have another conversation. He's going to come on as a guest. I'm going to have a conversation with him. We're going to go into it more about President Trump, about everything that people, this division that's being created. That video, the last time I looked, was almost at 500,000 views on Facebook.
Wow.
Almost 500,000 views on Facebook. And that is what the Democrats don't want to see. They don't like it. So we have 1 minute before we go roll out, guys. I want to say thank you for coming on. Jay, 30 seconds. Lead us out into prayer.
Take your hat off, Jay.
Yes, sir. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, thank you for this opportunity, Father, to praise you and worship you, Father. And Lord, we have one goal and one goal only. That is to lift you up and allow you to draw all men unto you. Lord, we pray, Father, Lord, that we will be able to show people how we are to repent, turn from our wicked ways so that you can heal our land, so that you can make America great again. Lord, we cannot do it without you. As Will said, Lord, we're just individuals. We can't do it alone. We need you. And because of your Holy Spirit, Father, we know that we're focused in the right direction. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the show, Lord. Thank you for the audience, Father. And we bless you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Awesome. All right, guys. See you next Wednesday.
God Lord Lord willing, see you next Wednesday.
Peace. I think that's it.
That was a good show, y'all.
Actually, it was.
It's pretty good that I can do this from a remote location, right?
I was like, wait, are you still in D.C.?
Yeah, I'm still in D.C. It's pretty sweet, ain't it?